Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the 5-Minute Miracle provided by Beyond Purpose. My name is Stephanie, and today we're going to take 5 minutes to focus on how to use our imagination. In order to reach into the depths of what our imagination can provide, I want to ask you to step into a silent space. If you have a space in your home or office where you can detach from distractions, go there now. If not, stand or sit where you are with purpose. Get comfortable with your feet firmly on the floor. Close your eyes and take a nice, deep breath. And hold. Now, let it out. Take another deep breath. Notice the coolness and purity of the air coming in. And hold it. Now release the breath out. Take one more focused, deep breath in. And hold. As you exhale this time, make the intention that your breath will help push away all internal and external distractions. Wonderful. Our concentration today is on our imagination. Our imagination is a gift that allows us to conceive of situations, people, and circumstances that have not happened yet. We can use our imagination to our benefit or to our demise. If you have a pattern of thinking that uses imagination as a way to worry, you always seem to question why things go wrong in your life. You may say things to others, such as, "That's impossible. I can't do it. This always happens to me." But let's reimagine imagination. First, let's recognize that you have the gift of imagination within you. It is a wonderful gift to have, and every single person, including you, has it. And as much as it can be used for bad, it can be used so much more for good. Using your imagination means focusing only on thoughts that make you feel good, that make you whole, and that make you the reflection of love that you want to give to the world. Ask yourself these questions. What makes me feel good? What makes me feel complete? How can I show love to others? Take the time to think about these questions today. And allow your imagination to fill with thoughts of your desired life. Write them down and plan on how to make them happen. It is your time to take your imagination out of your head and make it a part of your everyday reality. Take it one day at a time. One idea at a time. you can have anything you want. You can have anything you want. This is Beyond Purpose, bringing you your 5-minute miracle. Have a wonderful day.
Assalamu alaikum, peace and blessings, family. I pray that all is well and everyone is in the best of health and spirits. I am your sister, Sister Denise Renee Muhammad, coming on tonight for another exciting episode of the Health and Wellness Power Hour with myself and my partner, my co-host, Brother Sean Ali, who is a phenomenal author, life and health coach, and scientist. So I'm going to bring on our brother so that he can introduce our topic tonight, and we'll go ahead and get started. Brother Sean, are you there?
Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Peace and blessings, family, everybody that's tuning in, that will be tuning in. We definitely appreciate you. We definitely welcome you. And we definitely pray that we all learn something tonight. You know, this is, you know, the 300-year lifetime where we're going into understanding that we don't have to die. So we want to erase all of these negative cliches that we've been bombarded with through our life. Such as, we all got to die from something. Such as, you know, I'm only human. So, in this other, you know, because literally, everybody, I'm 44. In my 44 years of age, everybody that I know have died should have literally still been here right now.
Yes, sir.
See, that's the understanding that we all must we have to get to that understanding, because approximately 65 to 70% of all deaths are caused by heart disease, respiratory, or cancer. Mm-hmm. And all of these are preventable and controllable. So everybody we know has died from one of them three things, unless they've been in an accident or something.
Right.
So this is the 300-year life challenge, where we are going to bring to light, and we're going to see that if we can do 4 simple steps, that we can prevent and control the 3 major causes of death, we actually close the door on our own death, and we open the door to life.
Yes, sir.
Because the lifespan of the human is incalculable. It's immeasurable. No eye has seen and no ear has heard the full span and scope of what we can do, because we literally can only die if we want. And not wanting to live is the equivalent of wanting to die. Not knowing how to live is the equivalent of wanting to die, because it's our individual life. So the fact that it's my life should move me to want to go learn to how to live.
Wow.
But approximately 65 to 70% of the population doesn't. So they die, not just prematurely. But if you die before 200, you are literally an infant.
That's right.
So we still I mean, do you, we at newborn. We newborn.
Yes, sir.
And this is insane. So the scientific method that scientists use to research and discover things is five steps. You make an observation. You make a hypothesis based on the observation. Then you go ahead and you perform your research and your experiment. Then you collect and analyze. And then you disperse and distribute the data amongst the people. And I observe that we dying as newborns. And I made this hypothesis based on scientific fact that if we can do these four simple things right, that we can significantly, successfully eliminate the three major causes of death. That means that we will only die if we get hit by lightning, struck by a car, a tree fall on you. See? A ricochet. That means you can't die because you never get sick. You have to get sick to get a heart disease. You have to be able to get sick to get any respiratory infection. You have to be able to get sick to get cancer. So if we eliminate the door to sickness, we shut the door and lock it and throw that shit away to death. That means there's nothing in front of us but life. Wow. Let's get that, man. Let's get man. It's free. It's free. You don't have to buy nothing. It's no assembly required. God already assembled it. This is what I want us to really get to. God, I went and I studied God by studying the human being because the human being is God. Let's get it, see? Come on. All right, now. We crack it. We're going to crack this wide open. Okay, the fourth step. I'm sorry. Is breathing right? It is exercise, activity. It is drinking right. And it is eating to live in that order. Breathing right. Because the first thing we do when we come out the womb, the first act is to breathe.
Right.
If you don't breathe, you're not considered alive when you come out the womb. So from that point on, the last act that we will perform is breathe. So that's the that's number one. Number two is exercise. Because we are atoms, and we are, that's electrical energy. And energy only exists in two forms, potential and kinetic. Potential is the energy of death. That's the energy at rest. Fall, winter time, the earth converts to potential energy. Spring, summer, you see kinetic energy. The same thing with us. So physical activity is how we recharge and maintain and increase that electrical energy that we are.
Right.
Hydration. We're 75% water. So the third most important thing that we must do is make sure our hydration. Because if our hydration is off, it affects our whole inner biology and chemistry. The fourth step is eating to live, because that maintains our arm, leg, arm, head, hair, skin, nails, bone structure. So we need that to maintain and replenish and keep that. But that's last, and that's in that order. And with each step, we have tools, and that's what we're going into tonight, the tools that we can use to help us get through and complete each step how we supposed to. So
right,
with step number one, which is breathing properly, conscious breathe. That's what they even have a name for it. They call it conscious breathing. So to be conscious breathers, we must understand that we need to use our respiratory system as created. And the best way, the best tool that we have to remind us how to breathe is the essential oils. And that's where my partner come in at, with understanding and the knowledge of the oils and which ones to use for the specific purpose that you're trying to attain.
You
call me a scientist, but that's science right there. So
yes, sir.
To live, we need focus. We need to be able to concentrate. We need to be able to use our imagination. So we need our mind free of worry, stress, and all this other foolishness. So
absolutely.
And I know you have some oils lined up for us to go inside. Yes. And I want you to drop this bomb, because this is where I have to come. You're the scientist on this. You're an expert on this. You got the books on this. This is something you've been doing just as long as I've been on my side. So
right.
Let us know how we can get our mind right. Because we want to learn how to breathe right. Let us know how we can help with our respiratory system with the oils.
Yes, sir. First of all, I want to explain how the science behind it and how it helps us and how it can actually reverse aging and give us longevity. So I'm gonna read this directly out of my reference guide. Essential oils, through their fragrance and unique molecular structure, can directly stimulate the limbic lobe and the hypothalamus, which is responsive to the olfactory system. Not only can the inhalation of essential oils be used to combat stress and emotional trauma, but it can also stimulate the production of hormones from the hypothalamus. This results in increased thyroid hormones, which are our energy hormone, and growth hormones, which are our youth and longevity hormones. And I found this information as I was researching, doing some more research today. Essential oils have the same lipid structure as the cell membranes. So they have an unmatched ability to penetrate the cell walls and transport hormones directly into the cells. And essential oils that regulate and support our liver function, which is crucial in converting the growth hormone. And I want to briefly explain what the growth hormone is and what it does. One second. The growth hormone is naturally produced by our pituitary gland, and it has been shown to peel off years of age. It's anti-aging. The research shows that the older you are, the more you will feel its effects. And what the growth hormone does for the human body, it strengthens the immune system, reverses the effects of aging, improves lean-to-fat ratio, builds muscle, reverses heart disease, boosts bone formation, activates production of skin proteins, collagen, and elastin, increases your energy, it lifts depression, restores deep sleep, improves sexual performance, and it also lowers your blood pressure and cholesterol. And the oils yes, sir. The oils that I researched on this, I'm going to go over. Let me pull this up. Carrot seed. Hold on one second. Y'all bear with me. Carrot seed oil has been used for kidney and digestive disorders and used to relieve liver congestion. Geranium improves blood flow, liver and pancreas stimulation. It dilates the bile ducts for liver detoxification and revitalizes your skin cells. Rosemary is liver protecting. It's anti-inflammatory, antifungal, antidepressant, anti-cancer, and also a hypertension moderator. And it is great for mental clarity and focus. Roman chamomile combats digestive and liver ailments. It's a relaxant. It's good for combating depression, anxiety, insomnia, and ADHD. And we also have these essential oils that are high in sequestrins, and they help to oxygenate and support the hypothalamus, especially when inhaled. And the first one on the list for that is peppermint. Peppermint is one of the oldest and most highly regarded herbs for soothing digestion. It supports healthy liver function and a healthy respiratory system. It relieves pain such as headaches and arthritis. It's antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, and when it's inhaled, it has a purifying and stimulating effect to the conscious mind. It also affects the brain's satiety center, which gives you that feeling of fullness. So when we're trying to fast and we're trying to striving to eat to live, or you're trying to get down to just two meals a week, you want to have that peppermint on hand so that when you get those you know, those craving or that urge to eat, you can just inhale the peppermint, and within 22 seconds, it's going to hit that limbic part of your brain that produces that feeling of satiety. So these essential oils really, really are powerful. Powerful, powerful.
Yes, ma'am. And that's why I wanted, and as we discussed earlier, eating is not the answer. So that's
right.
The last place we look for our solution. We can find the answer there, but that's the last place we look, because normally eating is what messed us up. So when we are trying to maintain, build, and increase our health, like I said, these oils are the tools, because you don't have to use none of your internal systems.
Exactly.
To use them.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
You get the same effect without the wear and tear.
And tear. Yes, I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, sir.
Right. And it's impossible to make it past 65 wearing and tearing our body. That's why we can't make it.
Right.
So the first function, or the first concept, is to breathe properly. The best way to use these oils is how?
Inhalation, directly from the bottle, or diffusing. Yes, sir.
Not through your
inhalation.
You can't inhale through your mouth. That's swallowing.
Right.
That's gulping. That's swallowing. That's
exactly.
Not inhaling. We can only inhale through our nose. So the effect,
exactly.
To get the effect of the oil, you have to breathe properly. So as you are practicing, this is practice makes perfect. So every time we are in, we're healing ourselves while training ourselves, while helping ourselves. Man, this is the power. Because your doctor is not
going to
tell you that. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I want to say this, Brother Sean, and explain exactly for those that may be listening that don't know exactly what an essential oil is. An essential oil, it's really not an oil. It's the life essence of the plant. And anything that's the essence is the soul, is God. So when you have this bottle of, we're going to call it vapor, life vapors, you have the soul of the plant. You have God in a bottle. You have the sun in a bottle. So I wanted to just explain that it's not really an oil. They call it an oil because it floats on water, but it's really a hydrocarbon. And that's why it floats on water. But anyway, that's what it is. It's not like a coconut oil or a vegetable oil. These vapors are so powerful. Within 22 seconds, it hits that limbic part of your brain that regulates your blood pressure, your heartbeat, your emotions, and all of that. So I just wanted to explain that. And looks
yes,
like
ma'am.
We have a caller holding with the question. I'm going to bring them on, Brother Sean.
Go ahead.
Ending in 5948. You are on the line.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam.
This is Carl. Thank y'all for hosting this show today. This is Sister Samantha. How do
yes,
you go
ma'am.
By getting the oil? I'm interested in it. Peppermint oil.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
It takes 22 seconds to go through your system. I think that's really great, and I thank you for explaining that it comes from the plant.
Right. Yes, ma'am. I have a website, Sister Samantha, and I can inbox it to you when we get off the call. But the website is bit.ly/Denise. DENISER oils, and I'll inbox it to you when we get off the call. Well, yes,
thank
ma'am.
You,
thank
ma'am.
You
thank
for
you
that
for
question.
Yes,
ma'am. Praise be to Allah. Brother Sean, you had a comment?
Oh, no. I was going to say that's the, them oils are, when we looking at all of these tools that we can find to use for our own, I mean, because everybody wants to improve their health, especially as
mm-hmm.
we get older. We looking for not just the we looking not just free, but we looking for the best solutions that make sense. That is
exactly.
not common. And these oils are, man, the more I didn't know about them, I had to study more because of my partner, Sister Denise. You know, and once I did, after she introduced me to this science, I'm telling you, this is when we looking at the unseen power of the human being. That's what we dealing with when we looking at the oils. You looking
right.
at that power of the plant. See that, and that's what you gotta. If you take that same peppermint plant and eat it, your body
mm-hmm.
is burning energy just to break it apart.
Right.
You feel me? Right. So
right.
you lose it. So when you go to inhale
yes.
it, you're not losing nothing. It's
nothing.
All gain. And that's
yes,
where
sir.
The power is at, man.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Thank you,
Sister
Samantha.
Still on? I appreciate that. Yes, we appreciate you calling in, sir.
Oh,
yes,
ma'am.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
But yeah, I
okay.
want you to go ahead. Did you have something?
Yes, sir. I wanted to mention frankincense also. Because that one I just can't talk enough about. It is great for every illness known to man. Frankincense was valued more than gold in ancient times. And we know that frankincense was also mentioned in the Bible. It was one of the oils that was Jesus' feet was anointed with. And this oil protects wounds from becoming septic. It fights infections. It induces contractions in your gums, so it tightens your gums so you don't lose your teeth. and your muscles and your blood vessels, and it helps to keep your cells healthy, promotes their regeneration, it promotes digestion, regulates menstrual cycles, cures coughs and colds, soothes anxiety and inflammation, and also ensures good health of the uterus. So this is really a good one for women, for us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. And see, that's what, and a lot of people, I want people to also understand, I want to, see, when you're not supposed, I understand the fact, but you're not supposed to burn sage. You're not supposed to burn frankincense. We are not supposed to, in elementary school,
mm-hmm.
we all get a visit from Smokey, the fire bear. Smoke, what is it, Smokey
right.
the bear? And he tells us that when you see smoke, what do?
Stop,
drop,
and roll.
Because the smoke kills you before the fire kills you.
Right.
The smoke kills, the fire burns you up. The smoke kills you. So this is
wow.
what we learn in elementary school, to stop, drop, and roll. But how many of us have been taught to go take a bundle of some material, burn it,
mm-hmm.
and sit there and inhale it? What you said, the hydrocarbon, it is an element
right.
called PAH, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon. These are carcinogenic. This is the smoke from burning material, oil, meat, wood, herbs, cigarettes, your
right.
car. See, this is called PAA, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon. This is when you burn something and you change the atomic structure of it. So the
mm-hmm.
smoke of the atoms in that smoke are dangerous. They are free radicals. In your oils, you have the same benefit without the harmful side effect of
mm-hmm.
asphyxiating yourself with a harmful smoke.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what's one of the things you say frankincense does for you? You said uterus. It helps you with your uterus?
Yes, it helps to regulate the menstrual cycle and keep the uterus healthy.
Now, if you burn frankincense and you get lung cancer to help your uterus because you're burning it and smelling the smoke, or you can pop the top and inhale the essence without the smoke,
right.
without the carcinogenic
mm-hmm.
element,
exactly.
and you heal yourself. That we this is the 300-year life cycle. These are the tools that we can use to help us get to 300 years. This is the challenge. See, so
right.
See, we only went on two tools, and we can almost. We done covered almost everything.
Yes, sir.
See, this is
wow.
We have to, because I see a lot of those of us that's waking it up, and we trying to do natural healing, and we burning sage,
mm-hmm.
and we burning frankincense, and we got incense.
Right.
That's cool, but we have to understand the science.
Mm-hmm.
of smoke.
Right.
So,
aromatherapy is so powerful. It's just like if you smell something that smells horrible, it can literally make you sick to your stomach. But and think of that in reverse. When you smell something that smells good like lavender or frankincense, it uplifts your spirit and makes you feel good. So it's the same concept.
Exactly.
Within 22 seconds. Either way, you smell a bad odor, within 22 seconds, it's going to have an effect on you.
See, and that's the you know, like I said, that's the beautiful part, is because it's so many things that can kill us.
Mm-hmm.
If the temperature is too extreme, it kills, because we can't achieve homeostasis and we freeze it. That's why we freeze to death, because we can't achieve homeostasis, because it's too cold. Mm-hmm. So we can't balance, and our system shuts down. They call it freezing to death.
Wow.
If it's too hot, you can't achieve homeostasis. This is an environmental stressor. These are environmental. This is temperature, the normal weather outside. It's literally life or death. So anything that is a stressor, and smoke is a stressor, because it stops us from achieving homeostasis. So we can think we getting the benefit, but we not. That's why people that burn sage still die.
Wow.
They don't live as long, longer. No, they not living as long as anybody else.
Right.
Because we giving ourselves cancer. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sir.
Exactly. Yeah, when you use a diffuser, it's autonomizing the oils with the water. So it's going to stay suspended even after you turn your diffuser off. Those molecules stay suspended in the air even after the diffuser is off, so you're still reaping the benefits. Whereas with smoke, you're really not reaping any benefits from that.
You're not getting no benefits from it, because once it gets to your, when you inhale the smoke, it's taking the same path as the essential oil, which is to your limbic system. But the smoke is CO2. It's burnt. It's carbon. Once you burn it turns into carbon, the useless matter. It's dead. It's dark organic. It's just like ashes. You can't do nothing with them.
Wow.
It's as low as common denominator. You can't destroy it. It's just ash. It's lifeless. So that's what happens. I mean, and but like you said, with the we can't eat to live. And that's on the lip. The oils, in order for it to work, we have to breathe right. If we don't practice breathing right with burning incense, that means we are swallowing that smoke. That means the corrupted part of the smoke, the hydrocarbon, they destroy the inside of our mouth.
Wow.
All the way down to your lung and your stomach, because when you swallow through your mouth, you forcing it through. That's why you can be like, oh, I swallowed and it went down the wrong pipe. Yeah,
right.
Because when you use your mouth, see, we open the gateway to our trachea also. But when we use just our nose, that's just strictly going to your lungs.
Yes, sir.
See, so that's the science that I want us to understand. Man, if we don't get breathe, the only difference, I say it, I don't mean to be rude, the only difference between us and the body in the grave is it's not breathing anymore. And I say that because they got videos of people that hit one of these mollies and they look like they're zombies. But they still breathing, so they still alive. You know what I'm saying? They got people been in coma for years, but they still breathing, so they're still alive.
Right.
So if we can, and your oils, they help, because once you go to try to solve your problem, you are practicing breathing right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reminder. Right.
Right.
I want to try. It's practice makes perfect. See, so you want
inhale,
you that
exhale.
Is And like you said, with satiety, with that pleasure, with being satisfied, with being happy, we overeat. We get stressed out, right? We die for lack of satiety in our life.
Right. Wow.
Because we don't know how to make ourselves satisfied. So we eat to find it in food. We smoke drugs. We drink alcohol. We go to the club. We be promiscuous. We eat and we thrill seekers. Let me go jump out of airplane. I don't get it.
Wow.
See?
That's crazy.
See, we talk on the cell phone or text while we driving.
Mm-hmm.
See, these are indicative because we place ourselves in a dangerous situation, and we know this. Everybody that eats a Twinkie knows when they are buying it that they shouldn't be. They wrestle with themselves in the store.
Exactly.
Come on. So we know we not. Every person that smokes, man, this is my last one. I ain't smoking no more. You get drunk, man. I ain't never getting drunk again. And but we can't satisfy ourselves.
Wow.
The most common cause is because we aren't breathing right. So we are asphyxiating our brain so it does not operate and function at its best. Because right. One of the side effects of lack of oxygen is dizziness, confusion, inability to concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
Them oils, how long it takes, sis?
22 seconds.
Man!
Inhale, exhale. 22 seconds.
Stay in that. How long, though? I'm saying, listen.
Right. Yes, sir.
Do we understand that we make, it's a thing that they call split decision that can cause us our life or death? So here we got, and a lot of us, before we do something we're not supposed to do, we wrestle with it. We have a conversation with ourselves about not, we try to talk ourselves out of it. So if we got these oils, because we trying to live, so that means we can't, we have to eliminate detrimental activity.
Right.
So here we are having a conversation with ourselves, and 9 times out of 10 we lose. We got an oil that if you, all you have to do is keep yourself in check for 22 seconds.
Right.
Just stay in the grocery store for 22 seconds and smell it while you in the grocery. Walk around. In 22 seconds, you will have your mind clear so you can organically and naturally satisfy yourself by breathing properly.
Right.
Come on, man.
Wow.
Come on. See, this is the rough. See, if we do this every day, this is what, how can we get sick? See, we close the door. Every day you close the door. Practice
exactly.
Makes perfect. Come on, man.
I'm telling you, I haven't been sick in, I don't even remember when I was the last time I even had a cold.
I ain't even got the oil. See, I can't wait to get the oil. Listen to all this. I want y'all to know I ain't been sick from up from the other stuff. Once I get these
right.
oils, oh,
right.
What? What? I'm growing my own food. So I make my own bread. I have eliminated. Now, once I can get these oils, man, the arsenal. See, this is the three. I say it in the challenge. Challenge me. Y'all don't. We challenge each other. I challenge you to walk with me for 300 years. See? I want you to say, Sean, I challenge you to walk with me for 300. She called me on it. So, let's get it. This is a, man, that, I'm telling you, and when I say this, I mean, if we can do these steps, it'll take 300 years for us to age 20 years.
Wow. Wow.
Dying. Come on, man. Yes.
Wow.
Come on. They said wrinkles. This is a sign. The listen, please. They said wrinkles are rusty cells. This is what they describe wrinkles on people as rusty cells. Mm. Cells that have oxidized and died.
Wow.
Listen to this. So if in the cells, the number one cause of cell oxidation is not breathing right. That leads, so listen, you got the oil. One of the benefits is dealing is helping us on our molecular level.
Mm-hmm. And it oxygenates.
This
so
is
you're
now.
Increasing
on,
your
now.
Oxygen. Yeah.
Come
increasing
on,
your oxygen intake. And rejuvenating your cells, man, we gonna live.
See,
we
how
gonna
does
live.
It? And I'm see, this is not see only certain particles can pass through the membrane of the cell. It has to be small enough to go through, or it has to be absorbed by water or something that can carry it through. Now, these oils, the essence of the oil is made to naturally flow through the outer membrane of the cell, which allows
Right.
The DNA is inside that. Once the DNA of the cell becomes corrupted, that's what causes the cell to die. So the oil, the essence of the oil, the molecular structure of the oil is so small that not only can we not see it, but it's small enough to go easily and naturally through our cellular membrane, which, and when it interacts with our DNA, and they break apart the atoms, and they break that molecular structure apart, the energy that's released. Listen to me now. This is the soul of the planet that God put in it when he created it.
Yes, sir, too.
That power is inside the atom. So when our brain breaks apart that structure, when our cells break apart that structure and it's going through our bloodstream and it's hitting all our body parts and they break apart that structure, the energy that's released is God.
Wow.
Go get a scientist. Go get whoever you want. Let's line them up and let's talk about it, because listen to me now. That's God. That's God.
That's
life or death. On the flip side, when you burn frankincense, see that smoke, when our lungs and our nose and our brain break apart that molecular structure, the energy released is toxic, what they call a carcinogenic.
Right.
It's the same concept reversed. So if we understand, we can guard ourselves against everything. This means we not only not get sick, we become invincible. Who don't want to feel invincible?
Right.
22 seconds. How long it takes, Sister Denise?
22 seconds.
How long it takes to go from your limbic system through your body?
through your body 2 to 3 minutes.
Come on. If you eat a watermelon is the easily digestible food. The only food on the planet Earth that a nutritionist says to eat by itself is watermelon. They tell you don't eat nothing with water because nothing digests faster than watermelon. So if you eat something with it, it's going to turn to slug. So listen, and I say this to say that if that takes 15 minutes, that's the fast. Look, that's 15 minutes. So how long it takes?
Right.
That's 15 minutes.
15.
How long the oil takes, sis?
22 seconds to hit the brain and 2 to 3 minutes to go throughout your bloodstream. And you get all the benefits. Say if you inhale orange oil, all the health benefits that you get from eating an orange, within 2 to 3 minutes, you have all those health benefits just from inhaling it.
That's what I'm talking about.
And it didn't go through your digestive system. It didn't compromise your digestive system. That's the power.
That's
the beauty
of
it. Because that's what we're trying to upkeep our digestive system. Once our stomach is gone, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches, that's it.
That's it. How you going to eat? How you going to get energy? How you going to get nutrition? Mm-hmm. How you gonna get the light? You get, see, that's indigestion is a sign that your stomach is dying.
Right.
Because you got one. It's a one way street. Acid reflux. All of these are signs that you need to go on a fast for until you almost die. I'm serious. You need to burn all of that out and all. You need to let your body, you need to stop putting something in your body and let your body recalculate itself. And if we have these oils, we eat for satiety. We don't eat, we overeat every day, so we eat for satiety. We do not eat because we need it.
Right.
So your doctor won't tell you that. For anybody that's listening, man, please understand that this is out of love. This is from me studying pathology, nutrition, herbs, supplements. This is a lot of studying, and the doctors do not tell us this.
Right.
Because if they do, you will not, once you heal yourself, you're never getting sick, so you never need a doctor again.
Exactly.
So that's the importance of this, man, as we get to the 4 points. The other three, exercise, drinking, and eating, they mean nothing if I can't breathe no more.
Right. Right.
The science says, a famous doctor say, if out of the life functions, eating, breathing, and drinking, if we spend the rest of our lives getting breathing right, we're gonna live forever. Because we don't need to eat and drink, but we have to breathe.
Right.
Man, order to get your kids back. before we please let them know how to get this. This is the tool. The rest of it is book on how we can use this stuff. These are the
tools.
Yes. Let them know how they get the tools.
Yes, you all can, if you're linked with me on Facebook, you can inbox me. I also have a website, bit.ly/Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, R, the letter R, and oils, Denise R. Oils. That's my website. You can go there and purchase the oils, or you can contact me, and we can, you know, I can talk to you. We can do it over the phone, however you want to do it. But, yeah, I'm on Facebook, so I'm open anytime. Just inbox me.
Yeah. I mean, these are life. These are the medicines. They use herbs. They use the plant, the leaf, the root, the stem, to make the medicine. This is the essence.
Right.
This is the inside. This is this is what we
the
got. This is the soul power right here.
Right.
This is you can't
soul
get
food.
No.
That's the real soul food right there.
Yes. And the quickest way to our brain
right.
is through hearing
wow.
and smelling.
Mm-hmm.
Your ears and your nose is right next to your brain.
Wow.
So when you smelling this oil, man. When you inhaling it, you ain't even got to think. It works on its own without you even. But once you know how it's working, see, now you can accept and you can use the power because you'll know what's happening. You know, it smells good. You know that it
right.
is rejuvenating you, energy. See, come on. How long it takes this?
22 seconds.
Come on, man. That means all you got to do is hold on for 22 seconds.
Right.
And it will clear your mind. So, and how long it take to go through your body?
2 to 3 minutes.
See? Now
you have a compromising the digestive. And boosting
wow.
your immune system.
Wow.
Wow.
Because all plastics are dangerous. So you can dehydrate yourself, but you're using a toxic, poisonous body. Listen, you can believe them if they say it's got to be hot or cold. Them people don't want you to sue them for making your ass sick. So what you think, they're not going to tell you that? I mean, cigarettes. What you think, they going to be like, oh, my stuff, it's going to kill you, but it's pH in 7. Get the hell out. Come on, man. Come on. All plastics come from the byproduct of oil.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they went in the earth and found some plastic. No. When they got leftover product from the refining process of oil, they found they made polyester.
Right.
Plastics. And all of this stuff is toxic. So this is what is all you go to the store, the containers are plastic. The lid is plastic.
Mm-hmm.
The bottle is plastic. The inside of the paper is plastic. Come on, man. Your cereal box. The box is paper, but the cereal
is plastic. Right.
Come on, man.
Right.
See, you go get your sunflower seeds. They're in a plastic bag. See, this is how they kill it. So here we got a way where we can avoid that.
Mm-hmm.
Man,
detox.
How long it takes this? Let them know, Seth.
22 seconds. To get hit your brain and 2 to 3 minutes to get throughout your bloodstream.
And we can help live. This is the foundation to living. I want everybody to understand that, man. We definitely appreciate you everybody, because this is the, you know, we ain't trying to sell y'all nothing, but we want us to understand, and we don't have we go spending money on pills and vitamins. I'm saying save that money. Invest in the kid. It's not one or two oils. We just pointing out the best, or what we, the ones, you know, that got the most. All of them are great.
Right, the most benefits. Well, Brother Sean, our show has ended, and I just want to thank you and thank our listeners for tuning in. And tune in next week, if it be the will of Allah, for another episode of the Health and Wellness Power Hour with myself and Brother Sean. Thank you all. Peace and blessings. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Move something, y'all. Move something.
Yes, sir. Peace.